Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Britain gets a new prime minister. Bye-bye, Boris. Search for suspects in a Saskatchewan stabbing spree.
We have resources working around the clock to try and bring this to a safe resolution.
Small plane crash in Puget Sound.
So it's basically, it went straight down into the water.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. The Boris Johnson era is over. Britain's Conservative Party has just named a new prime minister. Correspondent Vicky Barker has details from London.
The votes have been counted.
Like you've noticed that Liz Truss is elected as the leader of the Conservative and Unionist Party.
Foreign Secretary Liz Truss will replace Boris Johnson as leader of the governing Conservative Party and hence as Prime Minister of Britain. The appointment will become official tomorrow after both travel to Balmoral to get the Queen's formal approval. Only registered Conservative voters could take part in this midterm replacement of a sitting Prime Minister, meaning Truss was elected by fewer than 1% of the British public. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Police in Canada are searching the massive province of Saskatchewan for two suspects after 10 people were stabbed to death in one of the worst mass killings in the country's history. 15 others were wounded. Correspondent Matt Piper has the story.
Royal Canadian Mounted Police say Damian Sanderson and Miles Sanderson are on the run after a series of stabbings across at least 13 different crime scenes.
The priority right now is to locate them, make sure that we have them in custody so that we can ensure the public of their safety.
Authorities say they received a call about a stabbing on the James Smith Cree Nation at 5:40 a.m. Within minutes, officials received more calls about multiple stabbings across the region. Several additional alerts were sent before the suspect's car was spotted about 200 miles away in Saskatchewan's capital, Regina, around noon. Police so far do not have a motive.
One person is confirmed dead, 9 are missing, including a child, after a float plane crashed in Puget Sound near Seattle. Coast Guard Lieutenant Stephen Nolan.
Our crews are out there searching right now, and I guarantee you there's very few people who want these people found more than our crews that are on scene. Our hearts go out to the family and the friends who were affected by this tragedy. It's difficult every single time.
The plane was flying from the popular tourist spot of Friday Harbor in the San Juan Islands to the Seattle suburb of Renton. No word on why the plane went down. Southern California's heat wave is intensifying. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson is watching the weather models.
It is way too hot with dangerous record high temperatures out west. That's going to continue through at least Wednesday, potentially even Thursday. For your Labor Day, more than 24 records being broken up and down California's Central Valley from 112 degrees in Sacramento up to Reno, where you'll get to 101.
Crews have recovered the bodies of two people who died in Northern California's weed fire. At least one person has died in severe weather in the Midwest. 2 days of rain have led to severe flooding in northern Georgia. The Weather Channel's Mike Seidel is in Somerville.
These are the rushing waters in Chattooga County, Georgia. Torrential rains of up to 2 inches an hour overwhelmed streets and businesses.
Every road we hit, we had to turn around. It was just flooded everywhere.
In Lyerly, near the Alabama border, the National Weather Service declared a flash flood emergency. A total of 12 inches of rain fell here.
You can see massive flooding.
And people living just a few towns over in Somerville are without drinking water because of flooding at a nearby filtration plant.
Officials in Jackson, Mississippi say water pressure's back for most people a week after a compromised treatment plant was further damaged by flooding. But that water still not safe to drink. A boil water advisory will remain in place until the city reports 2 rounds of clear samples.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
The president hits the midterm campaign trail today. Correspondent Tom Foti has the details.
Labor Day brings President Biden back to politically important Pennsylvania just days after his high-profile speech in Philadelphia.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
Which brought a Donald Trump response Saturday night in Wilkes-Barre.
He's an enemy of the state. You want to know the truth?
Trump not stopping there.
Our country's going to hell.
Mr. Biden gets his next turn in Pittsburgh with a Milwaukee stop, too. Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
Our CBS News YouTube survey finds more Americans believe there will be problems with the election process this year. Deputy Director of Surveys, Jennifer DePinto.
Democrats tend to see problems with access, with things like eligible voters being prevented from voting, people trying to intimidate voters and poll workers. Republicans, on the other hand, overwhelmingly see fraud, with 3 in 4 of them saying a major problem with the election system is people voting who are actually ineligible to do so.
The New York City Medical Examiner's Office says Bed Bath & Beyond's chief financial officer jumped to his death from his 18th floor apartment in Lower Manhattan. 2 days earlier, Gustavo Arnal had briefed investors on plans to secure new financing, slash jobs, and close about a fifth of its stores. 50 years ago, the Summer Olympics were supposed to showcase a new post-World War II Germany. Instead, it became the darkest day in the game's history. Correspondent Steve Futterman looks back.
On September 5th, 1972, American swimmer Gary Hall was returning to the athletes' village.
Well, I remember it vividly.
The day before, he had won a silver medal. It was his coach who told him the news.
And I said, what happened? He goes, we think they killed a bunch of athletes. We don't know.
For hours, German officials tried to negotiate with Black September.
The gunman shot dead 2 Israelis and are now holding hostages.
On ABC, which had the rights to the Olympics, Jim McKay told millions of Americans the tragic conclusion.
There were 11 hostages. 2 were killed in their rooms. 9 were killed at the airport. They're all gone.
The attack changed the Olympics forever, ending any semblance of innocence. Olympic historian David Walachinsky.
Every package now is checked. Every person is going through a metal detector. It's a completely different world now.
And American swimmer Gary Hall has never quite gotten over it.
There are certain events in the world that change the world forever.
Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MyMochi.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today.
$3 movie tickets did the trick at the Labor Day weekend box office.
National Cinema Day brought big crowds back to theaters. According to ComScore, it was the highest attended day of the year, drawing more than 8 million people to the movies Saturday. Those discounted $3 ticket sales added up to $24.3 million nationwide. It also put Spidey back on top.
I can't save everyone.
Spider-Man No Way Home was number one at the box office again, with $6 million in its weekend re-release. Top Gun Maverick, DC League of Pets, and Bullet Train all followed. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Jeff Bezos reported $715 million movie investment nets big returns.
Haven't you ever wondered what else is out there?
Amazon says more than 25 million people tuned in for its Lord of the Rings, Rings of Power premiere. That makes it the biggest debut in the streamer's history. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.